This is an interview with Ron Mansell, who's the head of refereeing in regards to education in New South Wales country within New South Wales rugby. He was in Gunnedah recently to explain the new rugby laws for 2018. And we talked about the need on what it is to be a referee and how we need more of them.
Yes, definitely need referees, need more of them. Every country zone, probably with the exception of Newcastle and Far North Coast, is short of referees. So if there's anybody out there that wants to stay in the game, keep running around and be in the best seat of the house, become a referee.
What are the changes we've seen in the new laws? Of course, the game has got so much quicker now. You know, the 5 second law of the breakdown, the quick line out throw. Also the thing that's just come in and slipped with us, of course, if you can drop a knee to the ground, if you've got the ball, it's not going to be a maul, it's going to be something where the player needs to be released. But also, funnily enough, now we're going to start putting the ball in the middle of the scrum.
There have been some law changes this year that do change the game a little bit. Probably more important than the things that you've just discussed, the ones that really are game changers. We now have a ruck if one player comes over the top of where the tackle is and basically straddles the ball and gets into a strong position. We've now got a ruck. We don't need a player from either team. And as soon as that happens, we've got offside lines. So players who are offside now have to get onside, and that changes things. Law change, which is really a big change, is the tackler now has to come through the gate. In the past, he could get up and play the ball from any direction. Now he's got to come through the gate, and that's a bit of a game changer because players have been taught to make the tackle, get to their feet, play the ball. Now they have to add another bit to it, and that's get to their feet, come back through the gate, and then they can play the ball. So that's changing it, and I think you probably, even in the Super Rugby games we've seen recently, there's been a couple of penalties for people not coming through the gate, having been the tackler.
Talk a little bit about blue card. Of course, Newcastle had it last year. It's a thing for a referee to put up towards a player that's got concussion. It is driven by Rugby Australia, not so much the referees, but it protects the referees as well. And also some of the feedback you've got out of things such as the Nick Turf Memorial Tens as well, where it's been used.
As you said, it's been used in Newcastle and in Canberra last season. It looks new. It isn't new. Referees have always had the capacity or in fact the responsibility to remove players from the field who are injured. But what this does is it gives a visual signal to the fact that somebody has been concussed, and it starts a process, an off-field process, to get that person back on the field and fit to play. It's not referee-driven. It is driven by Rugby Australia, but I think it's a good thing. It'll mean probably better management overall of concussed players. So I think it's a really good thing.
Finally, why should I become a referee? And of course, you can go through nswrugby.com.au and click onto the referees link on top of the page.
It allows you to stay in the game. If you're a player and you've probably not got a coaching bent and you're not going to end up coaching, but it's time to give up the game because it hurts too much when you get up on Sunday mornings. Refereeing is a way to stay in the game. It's a difficult discipline to master, but it's something that is really enjoyable to do. You get to see things that other people never see because you're so much closer to the action. It's decision-making on the run. It's staying fit. It's staying in the game. And that's coming from somebody who's been doing it for 40 years, having been a player before that. So, why do it? It's just the greatest seat in the house.
Thanks very much, Ron. We wish you all the best moving forward.